As a business owner, we all know how important it is to have a high quality product or service. And if that is slipping through the cracks and that is suffering because you are stretched too thin, then you know it is time to onboard someone to give you as the business owner a little bit more leverage to focus on other tasks. Hi friends, welcome to She Sells Differently, the show for aspiring women entrepreneurs looking to overcome the fear of selling and grow thriving businesses from a place of authenticity and confidence. I'm Andy Hart, and it wasn't all that long ago that I was a sales executive for a Fortune 500 company, but I knew in my heart that I was called to use my gifts for something more, something different. That's exactly why I created the She Sells Differently podcast. Each episode is going to deliver you business strategies, tools, and mindset shifts to help set you and your brand apart from our culture's expectations. It's time to elevate your sales and build a profitable, sustainable business you're proud of, one built on integrity, grace, and humility. It's time to learn how to sell differently. Hey friends, welcome back to the She Sells Differently podcast. Over the next 2 weeks, I am excited to bring you all things hiring and onboarding your first or next hire. How do you as a business owner know when it's time to make a hire? How do you streamline the onboarding process so you're not pulling your hair out and losing your sanity in the process? This is one of the most popular topics that my coaching clients ask me about. And when you're running your own business, it can be so hard to let go of the reins because you know how you like things done. But at the end of the day, if you want to grow, then you're going to have to make a hire at some point. And today we are going to talk about those five signs that you know it's time to make your first hire. Sign number one, you're turning down opportunities for growth. If you don't have the bandwidth to take on new clients or new projects, it is a clear sign that you need help in your business. When I first started wholesaling my candles, I was growing at such a rate that I literally had to shut my website down in the middle of the holiday season because I couldn't handle any additional orders. I probably lost out on thousands of dollars in revenue because I didn't have the capability and the support and help that I needed to take on those orders. I quickly learned that I needed to make my first hire, and thankfully that hire is still with me today and is actually the operations manager at my candle company. Now, during that season, had I had some foresight, I would have known that the holiday season was going to be crazy busy, and I would have made the business decision ahead of time to onboard someone, and I wouldn't have lost out on all of that revenue. But once I had to start turning down opportunities, that was a surefire sign I needed to make my first hire. Sign number two that it is time to make a hire is your work-life balance is non-existent. When you are working yourself to the bone, it is going to lead to burnout, affecting both your business and your personal life. As a business owner, it's so important to have balance for both creativity and productivity. If you're not taking some time to rest and rejuvenate and just enjoy some hobbies that you genuinely love doing outside of your day job, then that is another sign that it is time to onboard someone to help you out in your business. Sign number three, tasks are slipping through the cracks. As a business owner, we all know how important it is to have a high quality product or service. And if that is slipping through the cracks and that is suffering because you are stretched too thin, then you know it is time to onboard someone to give you as the business owner a little bit more leverage to focus on other tasks. When you have missed deadlines or forgotten tasks, that absolutely impacts customer satisfaction. And in the long run, that is absolutely going to impact the sustainability of your business as well. Moving on to number four, and this may be the hardest one as business owners that we struggle with. If you're spending more time on admin work than actually growing your business, or being caught up in the trap of just day-to-day operations, and that's at the expense of strategic growth, then I want you to think about how hiring someone to focus on those day-to-day operations can actually free you up to focus on the big picture planning and execution. One of my favorite business books that I have read as of late is 10X is Greater Than 2X by Benjamin Hardy. And the premise of the book is if we want to focus on true growth in our business or 10X growth, then we have to focus on the 20% of what we do really well as business owners and entrepreneurs. And the other 80%, we need to outsource and bring on people in our business that can take on that 80% and do it well. And we are constantly refining what our 20% focus is. I highly recommend that book if you haven't read it. And here's your last sign that it may be time for you to make your first or next hire is that you're needing skills that aren't necessarily in your wheelhouse. When you're able to bring in specialized skills that fill the gaps to your own expertise, it can introduce new ideas and approaches to problem solving that maybe you never thought of. Diversity in your business leadership and in your business skill set can bring amazing growth. Don't be afraid of bringing on people that have a different knowledge set or skill set than you do. Or maybe they're simply just more skilled in an area. I think a lot of entrepreneurs get caught up in that they're afraid to hire people that are going to challenge them in specific areas. But what I have found that good leaders surround themselves with greatness. It's one of the countercultural leadership principles that we discussed in episode 109. That I highly recommend you go back and listen to. Such greatness in that episode if you're really wanting to hone in on your leadership skills. We'll make sure to link the episode in the show notes. So those are your five signs. You're turning down opportunities. Your work-life balance is non-existent. Your tasks are slipping through the cracks. You spend more time on admin work than actually growing your business. And perhaps you need skills that aren't necessarily in your wheelhouse. Five surefire signs that it is time to make a hire in your business. Friends, if you need more help with the hiring and the onboarding process, then I want to invite you to check out my She Sells Differently coaching membership. This month, we're doing a deep dive into all things hiring and outsourcing. What types of tasks should we outsource? We're even going through an exercise specific to each of our individual businesses on how we know if we're ready to make our first or next hire, and specifically what types of task we should outsource and what type of hire we should make. We're also talking about where to find the right hire. We're talking about all things employee pay and logistics, best practices for the onboarding process, and then the all-important what to do if you make the wrong hire and how do you handle that as a business owner. You can go to andyhart.com/membership to learn more about the She Sells Differently coaching membership. I'll see you back here next Wednesday where I'm going to give you my four guidelines for onboarding a new team member that will help save you time and make the process streamlined and repeatable each and every time you hire someone. So make sure you tune in next Wednesday. Until then, I am cheering you on. All right, that's a wrap on today's episode of She Sells Differently. Friends, it would be a huge blessing to me if you would take 2 seconds to rate and subscribe to my podcast. New episodes drop every Wednesday. Until then, I'm cheering you on in your entrepreneurial journey. See you next time.